most of the folklore and legends that seem to have been collected in Gaelic Scotland in the Middle Ages and later are very much a part of the general Irish cultural milieu. And it does seem as if during the central Middle Ages, from say 900 to 1300, most of Scotland was simply seen as being a province of Ireland. Many stories, which in their earliest written form in the 9th century were located in bits of Ireland, were relocated in local folklore in Scotland. So that story, the stories of Cuchulainn, of Finn McCool, and so on, all represent this appropriation of Irish culture. And you can see this in the place names as well, all the place names that have Balia or Bally or Kill in them, places like Balmalcolm or Killeen and so on, all take their names from Irish topography. So the folklore of that region, north of the Forth, of what's called Scotia proper, seems to have been entirely part of Ireland. And it's interesting that the legends of the coming of the Scots initially recognised the idea that they came rather late from Ireland, but subsequently gets pushed further back in time, so that you end up with a later medieval legend saying that the Scots were actually here before the Picts, and the Picts represented an intermediate period, having thrown out the Scots, and the Scots then have to come back again. But this seems to be just an attempt to legitimise an ancient past in the countryside. Before about 1100, the Scots then seem to have been quite happy to see the Picts as their ancestors, and then they decided they didn't like that at a later point. So the rejection of a Pictish past and the adoption of a Scottish past seems to have happened around about 1100.